ICAMAN girls basketball opened up the season at home last night, hosting 8th-ranked ACGC. The Wolves would battle early, but a late run in the first half and an early run in the second half would put things away for the 8th-ranked Chargers as ICAMAN fell 64-35. For the Wolves, Anna Stengel had 14 points, 8 rebounds. Addison Bando had 6 points to go with 8 rebounds. Keegan Ashide added at 7 points to go with 10 rebounds and 5 blocked shots. Milan Mamzelovic scored a game-high 23 points at number 15 Iowa State. Knocked off 14th-ranked St. John's 83-82 last night in the Players' Era Tournament. Back in his hometown, Iowa State's Joshua Jefferson finished with 17 points, 8 rebounds, and 3 assists. Damon Lipsy scored 16 points for Iowa State before leaving with a lower body injury. Men's top 25 college basketball scoreboard, number 2 Arizona rolls by Denver 103-73. Third-ranked Houston knocked off Syracuse 78-74. Number 6 Louisville down to Eastern Michigan 87-46. It was number 7 Michigan rolling by San Diego State 94-54. 12th-ranked Gonzaga knocks off number 8 Alabama 95-85. Number 13 Illinois over Texas Rio Grande Valley 87-63. It was number 15 Iowa State again upending number 14 St. John's 83-82. 17th-ranked Tennessee down Rutgers 85-60. Number 21 Auburn over Oregon 84-73. And Seton Hall knocks off number 23 North Carolina State by a final of 85-74. In Big Ten men's basketball action last night, it was Baylor over Creighton 81-74. Kansas also down Notre Dame 71-61. And Cincinnati took care of New Jersey Institute of Technology 94-67. In Big Ten men's basketball, it was USC knocking off Boise State 70-67. Christian McCaffrey had a big night in his first game against Carolina since the Panthers traded him to San Francisco 3 years ago. McCaffrey gained 142 yards from scrimmage and scored a touchdown to help the 49ers beat the Panthers 20-9 last night. He helped the Niners overcome 3 interceptions in the first half from Brock Purdy. San Francisco moved to 8-4, and they head into the stretch run of the season in a position for a playoff berth. The Panthers fell to 6-6 and missed a chance to move into sole possession of first place in the NFC South. Top 25 college women's basketball last night. Number 24, Oklahoma State rolls by Texas A&M Corpus Christi, 98-45. Number 13, Ole Miss over Longwood, 102-50. 21st-ranked West Virginia knocks off McNeese, 83-63. And it was number 19, Notre Dame cruising by Central Michigan, 83-51. In Big 12 women's basketball action, it was Central Florida downing South Carolina 94-49. Also, Colorado defeated VCU 69-58, and that was South Carolina State, by the way, that Central Florida beat. In the Big Ten last night, Nebraska knocks off Purdue Fort Wayne 82-57. Ohio State tops of Belmont 68-56. It was Penn State over San Diego State 83-67. Minnesota knocks off South Florida 57-45, and Rutgers takes care of Siena 67-61. The Detroit Pistons tied a team record with their 13th straight victory, beating Indiana 122-117. They matched streak set by their 1990 and 2004 championship teams as they improved to 15-2. In the NBA on Monday, Sacramento down Minnesota 110-109 in overtime. Toronto knocked off Cleveland 110-99. Detroit rolled by Indiana 122-117. New York blows out Brooklyn 113-100. It was Miami defeating Dallas 106-102. Denver knocked off Memphis 125-115. Portland over Milwaukee 115-103. New Orleans outscores Chicago 143-130. Houston blows out Phoenix 114-92. And Golden State takes care of Utah 134-117. Girls basketball action tonight. Carroll hosting Webster City. Mason Nealon will have that for you on Kick 106.7. Coverage at around 7:20 tonight. Coon Rapids Beard at Kemper and Girls tonight. I'll have that broadcast for you on 93.7 KKRL. Coverage getting underway at about 6:50 tonight. We'll also bring that to you on the CB Sports Network YouTube channel. South Central Calhoun girls go to Storm Lake. In wrestling, Audubon girls are at the Triton Clash up at Iowa Central today at 10 o'clock. And in bowling today, the Carroll boys are hosting Ballard. That's sports here on the CB Sports Network. I'm Chop Lankman reporting.